Heading toward an historic 2020 presidential election, someone asked me if I watched the Democratic debates. Sure, I watched them, I said, until I just couldn't watch them anymore. Cory Booker got angry and took on Joe Biden. Now he threatens to bail out for lack of funds. Wait till he sees how anxious folks get when they don't have his candidacy to hide behind any longer. In 2008, with no favorite son candidate, then-Governor John Corzine backed Hillary Clinton over Barack Obama in the presidential primary. Hillary won New Jersey. The convention delegation split 60-40 for Clinton with a proportional formula, but Obama went on to win the White House. From the governor on down to county freeholder next year, watching officials make big-time critical choices in the Democratic primary will be better than going to the movies. But back to the debates. Kamala Harris got real angry at Biden over abusing school children and posed like she is ready to take on the world. That lasted about a week. Julian Castro finally got his licks in, his facts wrong, and came off really angry, while lots more folks got angrier with him. Bernie Sanders, waving his finger in the air, let you know that he wrote the damn Medicare for All bill. I could be wrong, but I'm thinking he's the Eugene McCarthy of the 2020 race. And then there was Elizabeth Warren, who for her part, give her credit for having beaten the Pocahontas rap, now has a plan for everything. Beto O'Rourke, legitimately angry given what happened in his hometown, wants to take away your gun. And finally, Andrew Yang said he's ready to dish out free money. That seemed to make him the only one making people happy. They all tiptoed around impeachment, shouted at each other over penalty-free illegal immigration, promised free tuition, tried to justify taking away health insurance, and meekly suggested reparations for slavery. With such a collective lurch to the left, it was enough to make me want to get up and hide in a smoke-filled room. But, not yet. I figure something has to give. Time to get back to disagreeing agreeably. Moderate positions. Realize you don't have to be right about everything. Lose the argument if necessary. Win the election. Agenda versus argument. Nancy Pelosi, the distinguished Speaker of the House, has graciously agreed to appear at reception hosted by the Democratic State Committee this Friday evening in Atlantic City. Depending on what she has to say, she could shed more light on the election prospects of whoever the Democratic nominee might be by simply laying out her agenda. Perhaps the Speaker will let us know if impeachment hearings are likely part of it. Half of the House of Representatives want to start proceedings against President Trump, with more signing on every day. It should be interesting to watch how Pelosi handles the inevitable questions she'll field on that hot-button issue. But, again, who in this Democratic field of candidates is prepared to set things right, moderate their positions, work with Speaker Pelosi, and take the fight to Trump, with or without impeachment as part of the Democrat agenda? Cory Booker deserves credit for his campaign efforts. Ironically, we have all the talent we need right here in New Jersey post a Cory candidacy. If he folds his tent for lack of funds, the nation should look to the author of the following statement for the kind of credentials and backbone we need to win the election. I have long said that Congress is a co-equal branch of government and has constitutional oversight duties as well as duties to legislate for Americans. The President of the United States is threatening our national security. I believe it is my responsibility as a member of Congress to ensure that I protect our country from any and all threats. And that is what I intend to do. New Jersey Congresswoman Mickey Sherrill, that seems real to me. Arguments and debates among candidates are great as far as it goes until you can't watch them anymore. It's all noise, and besides, none of the proposals have hardly any chance of legislative approval, so it's time to get real if we want to win the election. Mickey Sherrill of Montclair represents New Jersey's 11th Congressional District in the U.S. House of Representatives. Why not in the White House? No argument here.